This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia.
I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Wandering the realm with a curse on his helm, Calder Kilday.
Okay.
That's poetic.
Thank you.
Then, of course, Emily Axford.
Ready to whack it in my track jacket.
Whack it?
Yeah, like jerk off.
All right. I thought you were going to justify it by saying whack stuff with your sword, but okay.
Now, Queen Umberspores put us up. I'm sure there's a couple bathrooms.
Yeah, no, you can whack it in the castle, certainly. Then, of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Wearing a jacket for the track, got a friend who likes to quack, and also, here's a fact, frogs' bones form a new ring each year, and scientists can count these rings to find their age.
Like Saul Bufo.
Like a tree.
It's good. You need to be able to find out how old a frog is.
Crack open.
Frogs and trees, ancient siblings.
Sweet, guys. Let's get into a little recap so we can remember that Queen Umberspore specifically said no whacking it in the castle.
Oh.
We had so much crick water, we forgot the one rule.
Did you say anything about dry humping a pillow?
Yeah, what about just like crossing your legs and pulsing?
Oh my God. So graphic. All right.
Hello, new listeners.
So last time, you guys spoke to Queen Umberspore about the conspiracies unfolding in the Living Wood. Fake Void Elf attacks, secret summits behind the king's back, and of course, the mysterious egg. After a nudge from Foster, Callie brought up the Wild, which jogged the queen's memory. She recalled a story about Oberon the Green Lord, an archfey who existed before the taming of the Feywild and the introduction of the courts. You set off to the library to research him and encountered a giant infected spider guarding the books in the restricted section. You were able to eventually subdue her and were able to find the story of Oberon in a book called Serpents and Such. There, you learned of a prophecy. Oberon detested what his people were doing to the land, so he shot three eggs deep into the earth. If the Fae should reap the land too much of its magic, the eggs would surface and expand, birthing three serpents that would take the land back to the wild. Callie quickly surmised that this could very well be her family's doing, accidentally or otherwise. After gathering the info, you checked in on Elzor at the castle and learned that they had snuck out. Elzor then invited you on a second sneak out to a nearby watering hole, and there you imbibed in some crick water. Before things got too hazy, you talked to Elzor about some possible next moves, and they offered a possible ally, their uncle Shroomrot, the queen's brother who lives to the south with a small enclave that has more direct dealings with other dragon elf factions. With the secret Green Elf Summit just 2 days away, Elzor offered a quicker mode of transportation, a dangerous fungal network that can let travelers pass underground quickly. You made plans to explore it before bonding for the rest of the night. And then things started to get very hazy. a trip to a tailor and a stationery store later, Calder drunk dialed his helm and was brought to a strange plane that resembled the frigid north. There, he was confronted by the giant warlord Ultras, who once again offered his power. After some indecision, Ultras posited that if Calder was strong enough without the giant's power, that he'd be able to conquer him eventually. Calder acquiesced and took the deal, suddenly waking up in the castle guest quarters with the rest of the party. He revealed to you the nature of his helm and learned of all the boons it would offer him. You made plans to make breakfast, and that's where we are now. So you guys are all in this guest room. You've just Calder's just woken up in a cold sweat.
Saul is over in the kitchen nook just making so many eggs. And he's making them Julia Child style, like really shaking the pan with a lot of butter.
Calliope is just like talking about how she's going to do the dishes a bunch. So she doesn't have to contribute to the cooking.
Just super overselling it.
Absolutely, I'm just going to do the dishes. We all have our own contributions.
This is my breakfast specialty, eggs and more eggs. I never really learned how to cook, and Albin was not picky, so I hope you like eggs.
I love eggs, and I love to clean, so I'll help with the cleaning. I'm a big cleaner.
By the way, was there an earthquake last night, or was that you, Callie?
I stare out the window.
You guys suddenly hear a knock at the door. And a voice on the other side goes, breakfast for the guests.
Come in.
Just don't say yes to anything he asks.
The door opens up, and you see this red myconid, about 3 feet tall, semi-translucent, bouncing in, carrying a tray full of smoked sausages, eggs, mushroom caps, a little side salad, some fruit, a big pot of coffee.
Fuck, this looks really good.
Hey! Right, you were making your own breakfast.
I look at Saul and I try and like get a read on if it's going to be insulting to him if I eat this.
It can't be insulting to him if we just eat the sausage, right? Because he only made eggs.
Saul stands next to the mic and then kind of starts like nudging him to the side.
Whoa, hey, buddy. Oh, look, we both made eggs, but mine look better.
I mean, that's
Callie,
your opinion.
If we eat the mic and its eggs, we don't have to do the dishes.
I wasn't going to do them anyway. Can I just like pretend like I'm running over to Saul's but knock the mic in its tray onto Saul's? Oh no, they're all messed up.
They got mixed together. Well, luckily mine are perfectly over hard eggs that should be easy to separate from whatever he did.
Guess my eggs can serve as a pillow for the rest of the breakfast.
I tried my best.
Now that's what I call scrambled eggs. Yeah. What'd you guys get up to last night? We all had erotic dreams. What do you care?
Yeah, we had erotic dreams.
You had erotic dreams? Nobody jacked off in the castle, right?
We didn't act on them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we all just pined and yearned.
Great. Okay, so you guys just kind of went to the library and then just came back and went to bed.
Who are you?
My name's Gibbons.
I take some of Calder's money to tip him.
Hey.
Can I do an insight check on Gibbons?
Yeah.
18 on the die. That becomes a 19.
Gibbons is prying, trying to find out probably for the queen to see if Elzor snuck out last night. You see, when you guys wake up after this kind of hazy night, Elzor is not in the room with you. You can assume they went back to their own room.
Okay, can I press the digitation? The scent, the stale scent of a room that people have been hanging out in for too long.
Yeah.
Whoa, wow. You guys didn't use the washroom or anything? Or?
We all used it.
We were scared of what would happen if we went in.
Well, enjoy the scrambled eggs.
All right, man.
Why did he point at you, Calder?
Oh, you, because... big guy.
I don't get it. Because why?
Because you like combined our equally good eggs.
I didn't do anything.
It was her. She was the one who knocked the eggs together.
I did.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, while you're here, I have this tricky problem I've been trying to solve.
Okay.
And I lead him toward the dirty dishes in the
Oh, yeah. I suppose I could clean up the dishes.
So, just hanging around the place last night? Or
I pressed the digitization more stale person.
Whoa, yes, yeah. You were.
They're cleaning the dishes, doing some light spying on you guys. As the door is kind of cracked and this mushroom is doing Callie's dishes, go ahead and everybody give me perception checks.
Okay.
As you start to hear a little bit
in
the hall.
Yes!
Yes!
For some reason, I knew it was going to be when I threw it.
I don't know why I rolled, but you got a 14.
I'm going to see if I also get a nat 20.
You get two nat 20s.
That's a nat one!
Wow. Saul, you are...
Incredible.
Saul, you are just staring daggers at Callie. You know what she's done.
Just watching them fill their fucking faces with sausages.
Saul... Man, you made an objectively
worse really greasy.
Breakfast.
That's really bad for you. They're going to weigh you down.
Yours is all eggs and butter. It's mostly butter, so.
It's fluffy is what it is.
It's too fluffy. By the way, you did no there's way too thing. Many dishes in there for just eggs.
Yeah, how yeah. many pans did you use, man?
It feels like every time you have to measure something, you use a different spoon.
I like to spread out when I cook, okay? The process.
He did the cheese in one little bowl, and then the eggs in a different little bowl, and then he put more eggs in a different bowl.
I like to have little stations.
All right.
I am gonna real quick just like make some chives and use my luck blade to chop them over all the various breakfast goods. Oh,
that's awesome,
Callie.
And I can make this all cold if we want.
Please don't. All
right. Callie, with that nat 20. And Calder, you hear most of this too. You guys hear lumbering steps coming from down the hallway. And Callie, you innately just feel that this is Queen Umberspore. This is a massive dragon down the hall. But you hear that she's talking to someone. And she's talking in a low voice, but there's a little bit of an echo just because they're in these big hallways. Mm-hmm. And you hear her say,
"Have we heard back from my brother?"
You hear another voice go, "No, miss, the message went out last night, but no response, and the messenger hasn't come back either."
She goes, "That's troubling. Send another. Demand a prompt response."
"Yes, your highness."
And you hear them walking down a parallel hallway.
Okay, so that's about Uncle Shroomrock.
Right, which we were trying to go... visit with him anyway.
I wonder what the message is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe we can deliver it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Love that.
Yeah.
She's given us safe shelter,
mm-hmm.
and we can offer it. Although then I'd have to admit that I was spying on them.
Right. Well, we can just go. We can play it cool. We can go and be like, "Hey, we're headed out. Is there anything we can do for you? You know, like, we're just going to explore the rest of the Deep Elves kingdom and see what all there is to see if there's any task we can perform for you."
Yeah. Or, I mean, we could just say that we heard about Uncle Shroomrock other ways.
Mm-hmm. Right.
About town.
Yeah.
Oh, so you see Gibbons leans in.
How'd you hear about Shroomrock?
One of the spiders talked my fucking ear off.
Ah, interesting.
Goes back to really just working on one plate.
I make more, so much more.
Oh, man, you guys stink. Good lord. Crack a window, at least. We got these balconies out here. Feel free to go out.
Yeah, we are wet sleepers.
Good lord.
Goes back, starts whistling to himself too loud to hear you guys.
Yeah, I think that seems like a good plan, right?
Yeah, we could try that.
Do we have anything else that we need to do here?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, Calder, how are you feeling? Do you want to, like, you know, do any special breathing exercises to get your head right?
I feel Calder checks in on himself. Mm-hmm. It feels normal. Feels fine.
You feel more powerful.
I feel good right now. I think if I use this helm, I might need some support kind of at the end of the day.
I'm really supportive. Can he hear me when I talk to you? Does he hear?
Let me...
yes, I don't want this to be like a thing, though, but yes, I can hear her.
Ultras can hear you.
I really don't want to.
And he's delighted about it. And in no way impolite.
Us being in like a fight or something. And
I get up
somebody
close.
Communicating between the two of us.
I get up close to the helm. and I whisper, try not to fall in love. And then I kiss it.
You kiss the helm?
Oh my god.
Callie, that was very well received.
No, it wasn't. Tell her it was not.
I blow Callie a kiss. He says that's from him.
I didn't say that. I am the great Ultras. I am a warlord. I will conquer the Feywild.
Calder winks. That's from him too.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna need another fucking room to myself
for a bit. Take me with you.
Is it really a triangle if one person's a helmet?
Interesting.
Something to ponder. I'm ready to go.
Cool. Let's do it, Ben. Yeah. I think we'll try and give like a goodbye audience with Queen Umberspool.
Sweet. I'll say you walk down the hallway and you go in the direction that you heard Queen Umberspore walking in. And you see she hears you coming from the other side of the hall. She turns a big, giant head, floppy mushroom, kind of turns to the side as she eyes you guys.
Is the flower I gave her still there?
It is in there.
Ah. Oh, hello. If it isn't my florist. Good to see you.
We were going to be headed out, but we heard that you had a brother that we were wondering if you could like liaise us with him.
Right.
Oh, you'd like to meet with Shroomrot?
Yes, yeah. Just trying to gather all the information we can to track down this egg.
Right. Well, I assume you overheard me speaking about him just now?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like eavesdrop. It was on accident.
Yeah, it's quite all right.
It must happen a lot. Elves and Eladrin in their big years, you know.
It actually does have something to do with something you brought up last night. Last night you mentioned someone impersonating the Void Elves. Gave me some concern. We're often associated with them because of our alliance long, long in the past. But since the Blues can't get to us down here, I was worried about my brother in a small outpost amongst that den of vipers.
Yeah.
So we sent a message out last night that said just to be wary of the Blues and some kind of retribution or any kind of investigation or something, that somebody might be coming his way, and we've not heard back.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Well, yeah, we would be happy to go check on that for you.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned for you. Doesn't that put you in a bad situation? I mean, if you've sent out something that said be wary of the Blues and their retribution and it got stolen?
Oh, they're quite aware that we're not on the same side.
Oh, okay.
We sort
okay,
of
great.
Have
open secret.
An open secret, a stalemate.
Right.
Okay, okay.
They would have a very hard time coming down here and invading us. But my brother's just a small outpost and is literally amongst them. Oh. I've been trying to get him to come back here for the longest time, but he insists on going out there and playing politics.
I see. Great.
May I ask a question?
Of course.
His name is Shroomrot. Is he kind of necromantic?
Indeed would be a good way to describe him.
So if I were to die, he could bring me back as some sort of necromantic construct.
We don't have to get into that. Yes, of course, he could pump your dead body full
thought
of spores,
I would be
and
like
he could be
such
a weird
a hot
puppet.
Necromancer.
I suppose.
Where is this coming from?
I don't
from?
Know if I want you two to meet, if I could be honest.
I think that's kind of a cool phase for you.
Right.
I agree, but at the same time, I feel like this seems like a pre-Glynn thing. Yeah, I want to dive into this at some point.
Okay.
Right,
go on. So, like, you think he's down there, and we're saying that we can go maybe, like, meet up with him.
Yeah, we can deliver
find
the message.
Him, deliver a message.
Find
help
out what
him
happened
out.
The messenger,
exactly.
Et cetera.
Right.
I would certainly appreciate that. The only thing is that three outsiders traveling openly through the Living Wood. It would take you quite some time and you'd be targets.
Is there any other way to get there? Can you
eat? I look at Saul and I give him a theater kid hand squeeze and I present the crumpled banner of Princess Shiva Blight. Would this give us safe passage?
Absolutely not.
Oh!
Honestly, okay. Fucking good.
Okay. Perhaps, I mean, maybe amongst the cold elves, maybe they wouldn't attack you, but they still might, and just not tell Princess Shiverblade. That would get you laughed at,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
And then murdered. Yeah. Laughed at and murdered. Yes.
All right, so if we need to make a distraction.
Did I tell you I'm a knight?
Yes, a knight of Princess Shiverblade. Right, I smelled it on you when I first met
that's
you.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, she said you smelled like trust fund dragon.
Okay, that's coming back to me now.
There is, I mean, you could travel via the fungal network, but that has been...
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't heard anything mentioned about that before.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Give me a deception check. Hold on.
But I don't have any charisma.
13.
You see, she narrows her eyes.
Interesting. Yes, well, it has not been used in a long time in any official capacity, but I suppose in an extreme circumstance, if the three of you would be willing to face the danger, and if you need to go down there anyway for your own purposes, perhaps we can both be of help to each other.
Yeah. And if we, you know, you said it would be weird for three outsiders, topsiders even, to approach Shroomrot. If we were to have some sort of guide, someone that we trust.
I know that you've been hanging out with Elzor.
What? What are you talking about?
You all snuck out with Elzor.
We went out with Elzor.
And I know.
So we went out with
Elzor. You think I don't hear about these things?
Honestly, I have to say, it was really good for the three of us. So Elzor did us a fucking favor.
Yeah, you can smell the crick water on her breath, can't you?
I can absolutely smell the crick water.
That's crazy. I've been blasting prestidigitation of stale person.
I understand.
You have to love their wild energy.
And I do. And I do.
You can't try to tame them.
I do, but it's a careful balance. Yes. Where I appreciate their rebellious streak,
totally.
But they need me to reel it in a little bit.
Sure.
I realize that whether I like it or not, Elzor will tag along with you. You look after them, they will look after you, and they don't need to know that I okayed this. But someone does need to make the introduction to Shroomrot.
Great. So you're saying we need to stage a breakout for Elzor?
It won't be that hard. They break out all the time.
We're still going to make it really dramatic and over the top.
I think they might appreciate that.
Okay, great.
It is good that you were upfront with me. If you just went with Elzor, you'd have to sneak around the Deathcap Mushroom Guards, who do not listen to anyone except the Queen's orders. You see, she goes and she shouts to like a nearby servant, talks to them for a moment, and they produce a scroll. She hands over a scroll. Present this when you get to the Deathcap Mushroom Guards. They're sort of like constructs. They were essentially awakened to keep the fungal network off limits, but this will bypass their programming, as it were.
I see.
All right.
Okay.
Before we go, is there an alchemist in town or anyone we could meet with that could maybe hook us up with some potions?
Yeah, like some heals, or maybe if like one of us had another thing that we wanted to get. Like, I don't... It's okay.
What do you want to get? What is this?
I just like... Okay, I heard about a potion called Filter of Love.
Golly.
I just thought maybe just like one last. It would be so fun if he was in love with me when I fucking destroyed him.
Oh, honey.
Like, wouldn't it be much more interesting? Because I'm moving beyond him, but I still
crave his attention.
Still crave, but now as sort of like revenge.
So yeah, just the healing potions, ma'am.
I'm going to hand the other two of you a note from the queen, and you hand this to the alchemist. She scribbles a note and hands you guys a scroll.
Not fair. When Calder wanted to breathe fire, everyone said, well, give him something and he'll see that he doesn't need it. And I just wanted to do the same.
We know you is the thing. We know you so well.
Kelly, I have a feeling Glenn's going to see what he's missing anyway without the potion.
Thank you, Calder. That's good.
And even if he doesn't, he might just be a dickhead.
That's true.
I know
very
that.
Possible.
I just thought it'd be really more fun revenge if he also wanted me.
All right. Well, good luck with all of that. I will call to the guards that are currently at Elzor's door and make it a little easier for them to get out. But thank you, and good luck on your travels, and hopefully you can get this message to my brother. Just that the Blues are off looking for Void Elves and might go through him to try to get to them.
Okay, we'll warn him.
Do you have anything else that you want to say?
Like, I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to say I love you to each other.
Yeah. Or like, have you bought any new clothing?
It's complicated. I feel like if you said, she says I love you, he would say, what? No, there's no way she said that.
How about, and then it would be a thing. We say, like, I hope you're well.
That's okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, what well. If we say she was asking for you?
That's good. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
say that. For you. Great.
Cool. We'll do like when she was asking for you.
Yeah, really good.
Oh, that's maybe that's a little too much asking.
Should we bring him a gift?
No.
Okay.
The gift is him not being tortured or something.
Right. So I guess for that reason, we should go soon.
Okay. For sure. For sure.
Yeah,
for
just
sure.
Pick up some heels and excellent. A filter of love. And
well, good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
You see that the note she gave you, Calder, says, do not sell filter of love to this woman.
Cool.
Callie, you can't be distracted from your mission to seduce the helm.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, let's go get Elzor.
Calder, I think you can come in on this one.
Yeah,
it's going to take all three of us.
I think that you should be the lead on this.
Yeah.
This play. Big. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lead.
Yeah.
You're ready.
I think you're ready.
Yeah. Okay. I think I can do this. Calder straightens the helm and stands up tall. He holds out his hands for two squeezes.
What? You're better than this, man.
Oh, Callie, he's so jealous that you touched my hand.
I'm not.
That's so cute.
You can't just say these things.
That is so cute.
I lean into the helm and I say, I like that you're easy to agitate.
Oh, whoa.
What is happening?
Okay, so, I mean, I think let's just, like, let's just do something simple, like pretend like Calder's dying.
Wait. All right. We've played that card before. Let's put on something fresh. This is a new audience. This is our friend Elzor. We want to really impress them. Okay. How about we pretend to be the guards and Calder beats the shit out of us?
Okay.
Wait, what? I'll do the dying one.
I guess I thought it'd be really fun for Calder to pretend to be in a bunch of pain.
Yeah, that's more fun than beating you up.
You know, it's... Well, I guess I thought I didn't have to explain how acting works, but you're not actually going to beat us up.
Calder punches Saul.
Yes, let the heat flow through you. Tiny frog dares insult your acting with his condescending.
Shut up! Everyone stop talking!
You see that a bunch of sausages from the breakfast fall out of Saul's pants. They looked good!
I knew it.
Gibbons is nearby.
I say, I think we can actually play them all. Calder! You're dying!
I'm dying! Calder starts hacking. And I'm beating the shit out of this guy.
And I'll start fake punching Saul.
Sweet. The Queen Umberspore has called away the guards that were at Elzor's door. You see Elzor goes to the door and opens it up as you guys are punching each other?
Calder, you're not well enough. You have to get to bed. You're dying. You can't hang out with Elzor.
I'm not sick.
I slap Saul across the face.
What is going on?
Ah, it worked.
We were creating a distraction for you to come join us.
Hurry.
I'm...
How'd you like to be a part of this troop?
Great. Yes, get in. Come here. Okay.
They bring you guys...
Duck team has become duck troop.
Duck troop.
Duck troop, great, good.
The loon troop.
You see, Elzor brings you guys in, closes the door, goes, all right. If we want to get to the fungal network, we'll need to sneak in. It hasn't been used in any official capacity in quite some time. It's quite dangerous. Okay, now it's in the fungal quarter, so we're going to have to worry about the death cap guards. But once we get past them, it's home free. You see they're putting on all this gear, getting ready to go.
Okay, Elzor, I have to tell you, when I hear the phrase death cap guards, I feel so terrified. Do you promise that I'll go up and I'll try to distract them with a note? And,
with a note? Yes. No, they're like mindless. They have one-track minds. All they want to do is protect the fungal network.
I know, but I'm gonna like distract them.
It's
the only thing that would work is like something from the queen.
Oh, that's perfect.
I could. Okay, I'm actually really deceptive.
Yeah.
Okay, really quick, let me go, and I'm gonna pretend that I'm making this.
give me a deception check.
I'll help.
Okay, that is a 23.
See, Elzor nods. All right, cool. Cool move. Sounds great.
Your draconic script is perfect.
Thank you.
It's flawless.
Thank you.
You see that Igneous is still sleeping off the Crickwater night. She's in this big bowl.
Are we not going to bring Iggy?
Is she still healing?
Yeah, Igneous is fine. She's not going to be able to fit through the fungal network is the thing. It would be quite dangerous for her.
I'm kind of curious about how the fungal network works exactly. Are we going to, like, get sucked into a bunch of roots and travel via some sort of, like, actual series of underground veins?
That is exactly what's going to happen.
Okay. And when that happens, are we going to, like, lose a bit of ourselves to the network and become, like, a mixed consciousness? Because I've had an experience with that recently, and it was not great.
Sort of. You don't lose a bit of yourself, but you have to sort of communicate with the network to let them know which way you're going. And if your brain kind of gets scrambled, if you get confused or something, you can hurt yourself, certainly.
Sure, is yeah.
It like, but it doesn't try to take over your mind.
Is it like a water park, like the one at Gladeholm?
A little bit.
There's a water park at Gladeholm, too?
Didn't we make a water park at Gladeholm?
Oh, the ancient water park from 200 years ago? That is now in the astral plane. I've heard stories of it. My mother would read stories to me when I was a child.
Of all the accidents that happened.
Yes, it was quite dangerous.
I hope the orphans in that one are doing okay.
Cool. But
yes, why don't we get going?
All right.
All right, yeah.
We're going to make a quick stop off at the alchemy shop. Callie's going to wait outside.
Excellent. That sounds good.
I respectfully wait outside, but like have my hand and face pressed against the window.
You see Elzor goes over, pets Igneous, wakes her up, lets her know that they'll be back in like a day. Be back like by the night. They just need to make the introduction to Shroomrod, essentially.
I do a limp peace sign to Igneous.
Peace.
She throws up two claws.
She's so aggressive. Yeah. I love her.
She's crazy.
Sweet. Yeah. You guys go out via Dragonel from Elzor's balcony because Elzor still thinks you guys are sneaking out.
We'll be back before my mom even knows we're gone.
I bet we will.
Yeah.
So smooth.
It's gonna be seamless. I bet you don't get in any trouble for this at all.
I probably won't.
Real quick, let me cast Pass Without Trace on all of us so we can better sneak. And I just pretend like I cast a spell.
Oh my god, I'm so passing without trace.
That's crazy. I don't feel like I'm passing without trace.
No, you are. Wait, who said that? Who said that?
Huh? Okay.
So it's just like wiping up everyone's footprints.
You guys fly off this balcony via Dragonel and get into the city proper, and Elzor leads you to a potion dealer. You find a small hut with an old deep elf alchemist inside. He's in the process of using like a mortar and pestle, grinding up some mushrooms. You see shelves of potions, most of them various shades of like green and bioluminescent colors and things like that. You see supplies for making them, mushrooms and other herbs that one might find in the caves.
Oh, how may I help you? Outsiders, topsiders.
Some of us quite literally outside and getting face oil.
A window shopper? That's interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. We just need a few potions. And as you can see, you know, the Princex is with us, so we need to be discreet about it. And I slide the little note over to the alchemist.
Okay, don't sell Filter of Love very well.
Yeah, I'm a hopeless romantic.
Okay. I will not sell you a Filter of Love. Oh, yes, we have all manner of potions down here. We've got poisons. I've got various health potions. The health potions are, of course, emerald, and the poisons are, of course, green. So,
yeah, I'll take, can I get some health potions?
All right, yes, the health potions were the dark emerald. Yes, of course. What type of, health potion would you like?
I guess one that is unmistakably not a,
well,
poison.
That's...
Look,
do you have like
ifs and buts or candy and nuts?
You know what? Can I have a Filter of Love?
I'm sorry. I have to listen to the note.
That was his note. I don't have a note.
You came in together. I have to honor the note.
fine. What if that window shopper wanted a filter of love?
Right, do you have like a series of house plants that we can like pour these into just to make sure?
Yes, I suppose we can do the plant method. Here's a greater healing potion. I'm positive it's a greater healing potion. Pours it into a plant. You see the plant instantly withers and dies.
Okay,
oh, that would have been a death.
Elsor, is there another store?
No, it's okay.
Unfortunately, this is the one.
We'll write P for poison on these and P for potion on the other.
Perfect. We can do a lowercase P for the health potions.
Callie, please come inside.
Sweet.
Hello, my name is Maeve Haypenny, and I've been sent by a celebrity to get a filter of love potion.
Really? What celebrity?
I can't not name them. I've signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Oh my goodness, excuse us, ma'am. You, please go ahead of us. We're still deciding.
Hello, I'd like to buy a filter of love potion.
Give me a deception check with disadvantage.
Calder, why did you flop?
You're poisoning us.
That is a 14.
He'll roll an inside check. He narrows his eyes.
I'm sorry. It's very clear that you're all friends and that this is all
going
party.
Why? Because I'm holding hands with both of them.
And we're all wearing the same track jacket.
It was the matching clothes. That was the biggest giveaway.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, we wanted to present it like a simplistic look because we are in a theater troupe together. So, like, we want the audience to be able to envision costumes.
Correct. That's
okay.
True.
Well, now that we've got the uppercase P, lowercase P system, we should be able to decide what is poison and what is not.
Great.
What type of potions would you like? I'm going to go ahead and roll, or somebody roll for me, 1d6 greater healing potions, which is the one that you guys tend to buy the most. 1d6 times 50 for this dude's price.
Roll it up.
One.
Yes.
That's insane. Whee! Insanely good price. This dude doesn't know what he has.
This is, takes a little sip of it. It's certainly not poison.
All right.
Okay, I think it'd be great to get some healing potions, but also the poison idea seems fun, especially Callie, if you wanted to, like, slip one to Glenn and embarrass him somehow.
Yeah, or just put it on my blade and embarrass him that way.
Whoa.
Yeah, why not? I mean, we get some actual poison, or is
you can get actual poison. However, Callie, you would know that, much like the cold elves have cold powers, green dragon elves have poison power.
Right.
Yeah.
I say we just fucking load up on these cheap bad boys.
Yeah, that's what I say, right?
Well, spend $1,000 on it.
Yeah, and let's just do that.
Sweet. So you guys get 20 greater healing potions, which is not bad.
And I was just perusing your list of poisons over here, and I did see something called truth serum.
Yes, we certainly have some truth serum.
Do another D6 times 50.
5 times 50, 250?
250 gold.
All right, what do we think, gang? It just seems like it could be fun to have.
Hey, you got your money. Here you go. Spend however you want.
Oh, thanks. Wait a minute. Hey, you stole this from my pocket.
That's why it's yours.
Foster, this is a lot of potions. Are you sure you can handle it all?
Oh my god, there's no bottom to this duck.
Sweet, so that's all for potions?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Loaded.
You guys exit the alchemist's hut, and you guys follow Elzor and exit the main area of the city and enter the fungi district.
I just want everyone to know that old Callie would have stolen the potion that she wanted, and I made the decision not to even try.
Congratulations.
The door was
undoing the bare minimum.
Yeah, the back door was locked, wasn't it?
You can't call it the bare minimum because I've been lower.
Let's recognize that growth.
Thank you.
Well done.
As you guys transition into the fungi district, you notice that the rock formations start to get more natural. The smooth elven stone carving that makes up the architecture of the main area of the city gives way to bumpy rock walls and smaller, like, cave dwellings. This area of the city is much more lit up because there is much more of this bioluminescent fungi. Fungi growing along the cave walls. You also see that there is a constant supply of glowing spores hanging in the air like fireflies.
Wow.
Cool. You see that there are myconids that are awakened, and then there are mushrooms that are just kind of regular bioluminescent mushrooms, kind of people going about their days. Every once in a while, you see one of these death cap guards patrolling. They are short, but taller than the average myconid, and very burly. They sort of have the build of dwarves. Their colors are much brighter, like neon greens and pinks and oranges, and poison spores radiate off of them from their being, and they have these like beady little dead black eyes.
Whoa.
And Elzor sort of pulls you guys into an alleyway.
We really have to avoid these guys. They have a connection to each other, so they can keep summoning each other, and also they have the ability to replicate themselves.
Oh,
Fantasia
wow.
style.
Oh, holy shit.
I haven't read that. What's Fantasia?
Fantasia's, it's like Mickey Mouse is like, things just get out of hand.
Right, yeah.
With okay. around Mickey Mouse.
Things get out of hand.
Things
around
get out
Mickey
of hand
Mouse.
Around Mickey
yeah.
Mouse.
The okay. devil shows up for a bit.
Just a little bit.
Oh,
they
that's
go to hell.
Fun.
For
oh,
a split
cool.
second.
In a Disney movie.
Yeah, it's yeah, sort yeah. of. Yeah,
it's like Mr.
Yeah,
Toad's Wild Ride. Mm-hmm. They
is,
go to hell.
It's a bit
in
like
that.
Mr. Toad's okay. Wild Ride.
Oh. Fascinating.
We read that at the water park. That was a bedtime yeah. story for us.
Okay. Great. I mean, I guess we just have to cross our fingers that my deceptive little note works.
God willing.
Yeah. Calder prepares an action. Just
yeah.
in case.
I do like a sneaky barrel roll.
Oh, I'm scared. Callie, what the hell? You, what do you think your note's going to do? We're screwed.
I don't know. I'm fucking terrified.
Saul leans in. Caller, you have to trust her. Come on. We're
oh,
a team.
Sorry.
We're a troop.
I'm oh, sorry.
I do a sad barrel roll.
There's so much barrel rolling going on.
Calder barrel rolls after Callie. Wait, I should have trusted you.
Elzar, you better start rolling.
Barrel rolling away, being like, don't follow me.
Calder keeps barrel rolling. Don't run from your problems.
Happening.
We have to talk about this.
You guys barrel roll down the street. You see Elzor gestures to a small tower with an open archway that has a death cap guard watching.
There's a hole in there that will take us to the fungal network. There's usually a thin layer of like a fungi barrier preventing anyone from just jumping in. But once we cut that, we can get inside.
Before we go in, just one thing. Saul runs over to the biggest toadstool he can find and sits on it. Hey, I've always just wanted to do that.
you sit on a toadstool.
Hey, buddy.
Hello. Thank you for your service.
What the actual fuck are you doing, man?
I kiss them.
who are you?
Kelly, the note.
Can I do an insight check? So, like, Elzor is describing a lot of things that
yeah.
I'm trying to understand if we actually need to be worrying about this stuff, or if our note will...
Yeah, go ahead and give me an insight check.
15.
Seems like the queen's note would probably just bypass all of this stuff.
Great.
Okay. Also, everyone, keep your heartbeats racing, because we are not out of the danger zone.
All right.
I'm going to walk over there, and we're going to try Operation Note. But everyone be ready for a fucking all-out bare-knuckle fight.
Pray to whatever gods you hold true.
Pray to whatever gods you hold true. Moradin has been good to me. And then I'll go over.
Sweet. Elzor prepares their hooks. You walk over to the death cap mushroom. You see the one that's in the front by the archway is in a little bit of a like trance. And then these big beady eyes open as you get near.
Intruder.
Nope, just someone bearing a note from the queen.
Intruder.
Hold out the note.
You hold out the note. It's like a spell scroll. Mm-hmm. You see this flash of purple magic begins sparkling. You see the death cap mushroom looks entranced by it and then gestures for you to enter.
Proceed.
All right, everyone, come on.
Wow. Is she good or is she good?
Holy shit.
It worked. We live to fight another day.
You guys walk in and you see that there's all of the security stuff set up. There's like a sentry and everything.
Wow.
Very clearly this was set up to be a stealth thing. I didn't realize you would just ask to go to go by the queen's blessing, but that's what you did. So she really had no reason to say no. So that's
this is a lesson. Ask nicely.
Just ask. If you ask permission.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Saul pours water on Calder's pants. Oh my gosh, Calder was so afraid he pissed himself.
Holy shit, that's okay. Overdoing it, Saul.
Okay.
Overdoing what?
There's like a yes nothing. End and a fuck you butt, and I feel like you just did that.
Calder throws mud at Saul's pants.
It's all shit himself, because he was so fucking scared.
All right, that was for the eggs, but that was too far.
So you guys enter this fungal tower. In the center of the room, there is a huge hole, but it is covered with branch-like fungi that looks like you will need to pierce it to enter. This whole room is, it's kind of gross. It's just completely overgrown with this fungi, and it's like throbbing. It's like moving. It's this living, giant organism.
Ugh, this place kind of grossed me out.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were going to be like, oh, I love gonna this be place. Insulted.
No. Right,
yeah, no, it's gross.
I mean, I don't not love it, but I don't love it, love yeah. it, if that yeah. makes sense. Yeah, I was just remembering that there was like an overland route, right? We'd need to, yeah, if we each had a dragon, we'd still probably get shot down. People would be upset seeing a deep elf with three outsiders flying into enemy territory.
All right, so we'll go in the gunk hole.
Okay.
The gunk hole's probably the way to go. Into the gunk hole.
Sweet. You see...
you know what? We kind of thrive in the gunk and the meth and the muck and the mess.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. You guys crack open sort of branches of fungi that... Perfect sound. Mm-hmm. There's this big mucusy sound as you cut through it. You see it opens up into just this hole. It's just this well of fungi.
I turn to one of the fungi and go, great hole.
Thanks.
So do we just like jump in?
I think there's only one way to go in. barrel roll.
Can we do like one big like Katamari barrel roll
together? Right, team barrel roll. Everyone get in.
Foster gets on the outside. Opens his wings. You guys all grab onto each other and roll into the fungal network. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh, whoa.
Here we go. All right.
12.
Hell yeah.
10.
That's a 23 for Saul.
Wow.
Sweet. So you guys together roll into this hole and you feel yourself fall, then begin sliding as the fungal tube levels out. You fly through the underground amongst a sea of webbed fungus, branches flinging you through this natural tunnel. It's the sensation of swimming with the feeling of falling and also a feeling of being carried, like you're crowd surfing, just being like shoved through, just branches of fungi wrapping around you. The network is not completely sentient. It's not like a regular Myconid. This being is too huge to just house one mind. This is more primal. You have to sense and react and try to connect to this thing on a more instinctual level. Okay. So at the top of the round, everyone go ahead and give me perception, insight, or nature check to try to tap into the network and kind of see what's coming up and be able to avoid any dangers easily.
I'm going to use a key point and activate my astral sight so that I can get advantage on that.
That's awesome.
Sick.
15.
17.
14.
14. Sick. Okay. Everybody passed the first DC for the first round. So you guys do feel all these voices speaking to you. At first, you're a little bit overwhelmed, and then you're able to just kind of tap in, and you notice that as you're kind of having the feeling like, stay with Elzor, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, you feel this fungal network listening to you and continuing to like throttle you through the underground. And you even begin to hear it kind of warn you about things that are coming up. Like you get like a danger sense, like, oh, we got to go a little bit to the left because there's this giant clump of dirt here that is right in the middle of the thing. You get like a little sense that you have to go a little bit to the right to avoid a cave-in where a giant rock fell off a mountain and things like that.
Oh my God, I ate too many eggs. I ate too many eggs for this.
And there are various different challenges that are going to come up as you guys go. So Saul, you are first. Go ahead and roll me a D6.
Okay. Ooh, a D6. 4.
Okay. The tunnel suddenly forks and you need to take a hard turn or crash into a compact chunk of dirt. Saul, go ahead and give me a dex saving throw. Okay, it's going to be an easier DC because you were able to tap into the network and get some help. DC is 11.
Okay, that's a 14.
14. You pass by this giant chunk of dirt and you are not hurt. You stay on path near Elzor, who seems to have a very easy time speaking to the network and is just flying through. After Saul, that is Calder's turn. Roll a D6.
Also a 4.
Same thing. Go ahead and give me a dex save as you have to dive out of the way to get out of the way of a giant rock that has collapsed a part of the tunnel.
Shout out to the two crew.
That is not going to do it. You are going to take 12 damage as your shoulder rams into a rock as you sort of lose communication with the network for a moment, but it continues to pull you along.
Ow.
You good, buddy?
No.
After Calder, Callie, go ahead and give me a D6.
Okay. 4.
4.
Whoa.
Okay, again, the tunnel. How do you guys always do this? The tunnel forks and there's a giant branch from a tree that's in the middle of the network. Go ahead and give me a dex save.
17.
You pass. You whip to the side, and you guys are able to avoid it. We'll say it was all one thing that you avoided.
Is this something that I could cast a spell?
You cannot do... So you're essentially dashing. You're, like, concentrating on moving through and going with Elzor, but you could do bonus actions, reactions, anything like that.
I wanted to cast Bless.
Bless. I'm going to say that if you do that, you'll have to take on an additional challenge as you sort of start to fall behind.
Nah, D4 is not worth it.
Okay.
But I will bonus action give a inspiration to Calder.
Sweet.
Oh, nice.
Calder.
And I say, in this fungal trial, we remember the wild.
Amazing. Calder turns to say that and smacks his shoulder in another group.
I wrote that down to say as my bless, but since I just had it, why not?
That was inspiring.
Calder, you feel this is different than the rapport spores. You feel Callie communicate this to you through this giant fungal network.
I felt that deeply.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a run.
I think that flowers and spores are getting along.
Yeah.
Everybody go ahead and give me new perception checks at the top of the round.
So we could do insight instead?
You can do insight or nature.
22 for me.
23 for me.
Sick. Oh, passes all Suck around. That, you guys are really feeling in tune with this network. You guys are able to fully communicate with each other, and Elzor's just, hard left up ahead, down, dip down, rocks, watch out for the rocks.
Is Elzor riding this like a water park tube?
Yeah, they're just going back and forth. They've got their hands crossed across their chest.
This is what it would have been like if there was water at the water park I grew up at.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Saul, back around to you. D6.
All right, let's do it.
Hit me Come with on, that four, baby.
Shout out to the fork dorks. That's a three.
That's a three. Okay.
Bummer.
A part of the fungal tunnel collapses with the weight of the branches pulling you and your allies up ahead, causing some dirt and spores to land in your mouth and eyes. Go ahead and give me a con saving throw.
Okay.
Uh-oh, mouth and eyes. Oh, you'll be infected.
Close your mouth, everybody.
What? Con save is going to be a 14.
Okay, sick. It was only DC 11 because you passed, so you are good. You just eat some dirt and you're good.
Roll.
Did you just eat dirt?
Yeah, it's dirt.
The network told me you ate dirt.
You had such a big breakfast.
Yeah. I couldn't stomach
that. Sausages are falling out of your pants.
My eggs were bad, okay? They were too buttery.
Thank you.
Calder, you're next. Throw me a D6.
One.
One, you feel a subterranean monster attempts to grapple you from the depths and pull you underground. A malevolent predator hides a pseudopod amongst the branching networks and will try to grab you.
Who's this guy?
But they're going,
it is I. I love this creature. Come, join us.
Never, I will never join the network. Yes, I'm a malevolent mushroom.
Yes, you will. You say you're malevolent, I will turn you cute.
No, you'll never turn me cute.
Rolls with disadvantage. I literally rolled a one. Disadvantage because you passed your perception check. So you sense it up ahead.
Brother, up ahead. Danger, danger, danger. Oh, that thing's not dangerous. It's super cute. I am not cute.
I really want to get a one.
Calder zips past it. Callie, that's your turn.
It's hard for a mushroom not to be cute.
Three.
Three. Part of the fungal network collapses as you pass it. Dirt gets in your eyes and mouth.
Callie, don't worry. There's a lot of beetles and bugs in there.
Okay. I reach for the beetles. 22.
Sick. Yeah, it was only a DC 9, so you're good.
More dirt for me.
You guys have all been passing your perception checks, so this has been gravy as you guys go through. You guys keep zipping through the fungal network. Go ahead and give me new perception checks for the third round.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I will give a bardic on my turn to Saul.
Ooh,
and I great. Think that I'm assuming that he didn't hear what I said to Calder, so I say, Saul, in this fungal trial, we remember the wild.
Saul smiles and there's so many worms in this team.
You're saying it to everyone?
Just breakfast spilling everywhere, bugs all over him. What did everybody get on the perception checks?
12.
Oh. Okay.
Just a 10.
You both have Bardic if you want to use it. I got a 14.
Okay. Everyone has failed this round.
Whoa!
It's DC 16 on the last round.
They
on the third round.
Could use their Bardics.
I want to use it on my save.
Okay.
So right. You guys, as you guys are zipping through, you guys are going so fast and there's so many voices in this branching network that you're starting to lose kind of control. Saul, go ahead and roll me a D6.
Come on, more bugs.
Five.
A malevolent mole man swipes at you with some dirty claws as you pass.
I love it.
Go fuck yourself, you little fuck.
I got a friend you need to meet.
Never.
Can I try and grab him?
If you want to stop. That's only, they rolled with advantage and they still only got an 18 to hit.
Oh, my armor class is 19.
There you go. Swipes at you, just pick some of the worms out of your teeth as you continue down the network.
Give those back.
Fuck you.
He's all yours, Callie.
Calder, that's your turn.
I like the other one better.
Two.
Two, as you're communicating with the network, you feel it go from one consistent voice of understanding to dissonant voices sending contradicting messages. The mushrooms behind you are trying to pull you in a different direction from the ones in front of you, painfully ripping you in two separate directions. Give me a strength saving throw to break free.
Okay. You're too soft.
This way. No, this way, brother. This way.
I'm
trying to figure it out. That's a 23.
Sweet. You bust through and you keep going forward.
Activate the helm. Activate the
helm.
Wait, why?
Yes.
That's such a funny bit.
Callie, go ahead and roll me.
Dude, you gotta do it, man.
Callie, can he use it? Times he doesn't
just
need
instantly,
it.
Instantly conquer. Just a giant buried underground. Callie, roll me a d6.
One.
You feel a subterranean monster attempt to grapple you from the depths.
It's me again.
Yeah.
18 to hit.
It's my armor class.
Okay. Mm. This thing grapples you and does...
It's meant to be.
16 damage, and you guys see Callie falls behind. You see she's yanked back, and you guys stop seeing her
Whoa.
In the tunnel.
Oh, fuck.
Callie!
He's not cute after all!
I'm going to eat you.
Hey. Yeah? I bet I fucking taste delicious.
I shout at the mole. What the fuck? Talk to your guy.
I'm far back.
Damn it.
Sweet. You guys keep shooting forward. Callie is behind. Callie, in order to catch up, go ahead and roll me a new d6.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I got a 6.
A 6. Your path is clear. So you're able to actually go ahead and give me a strength save to get out of the grapple, but after that, the path is clear for you.
17
passes. You break Ooh, free woo. From this malevolent mushroom.
I changed my mind about you.
I was never cute.
You could have had it all, man.
I already have it all. I live in the dirt.
Give me your dirt.
Sweet. So Callie's a little bit back, but is broken free of this evil mushroom that was grabbing at her. But Calder, Saul, and Elzor are rocketing forward. But then... something seems to be going wrong. Everybody go ahead and give me one last perception check. And Callie, you're behind, so you actually can't see this. You won't see this until they deal with it.
15.
Okay.
16.
So you guys aren't able to fully grasp what is going on, but you notice that as you travel, certain branches of fungi, like when you guys were first rocketing through, they were... throwing you as if these were like, you know, human arms, like working together and like tossing you from like one person to the other. They start to get weak and they start to like break off. Like you're still able to pass and you're still going through, but they're starting to break off. And you can see in the distance, some of them are shriveling. And it looks like they're dying. And you hear the voices in your head from the network kind of fading.
Sick, sick, feeling sick. Sick.
Suddenly, daylight breaks through as you smash through a wall of dirt and enter a pit with a green dragon in the act of breathing its poison into the network, effectively poisoning the well. You see, this tunnel would normally take you directly to Shroomrot's lair, but it looks like this dragon and its cohorts have dug a hole here to cut off the network and is using its poison to poison the lair. From a distance, as you burst through, you hear shouting, but you don't see anyone else yet. You're just face to face with this young green dragon. Saul, you are first to act.
All right.
Where did you come from?
I came from the ride. You broke the ride.
There's no ride here.
We were on a super cool ride. We were being touched by a million little hands. It was great.
Well, ew. You fucking creep.
I spit dirt at them. I'm going to go ahead and try and put my best foot and fist forward and just uppercut this dragon
Sick.
With my astral gauntlets.
Do it out.
You see that, like, spectral claws form at the end of them as I slash forward.
You call those claws?
Yeah.
Cool.
I turn to Calder. How was that?
Perfect.
I do a barrel roll. Fuck me. That's an 11 to hit. That's going to miss.
Yeah, you pound into this thing's scales, rock hard scale. It feels like you're punching armor.
I was trying to punch its poison sack.
Don't touch my poison sack.
This one's going to hit your poison sack. That's going to be 14. No, that's going to be 24 to hit.
I thought you were just like, this one's going to hit.
This one's going
to
hit.
Yeah, you get under the scales this time.
All right, so that's going to be a bonus action to activate my gauntlets. So that's going to be the 2d6 and then an extra d6.
My
hit.
Sack!
yeah, big bulbous sack under its neck.
So that's going to be 10 damage.
10 damage.
Right into their poison sack.
All right, that is the green dragon's turn. The green dragon, luckily, has just been using his poison breath, so needs to roll a 6 on a d6 to get his poison back. That's four does not. Is just going to turn and take some swipes at Saul.
You punched my sack.
Try and punch my sack back. I flicker my scarf.
Oh, rolls with disadvantage on the first attack.
Ooh.
Misses with the bite, which would have been bad. Rolls with disadvantage. You're just phasing in and out of existence.
Stay still, little mouse.
With disadvantage, still gets a 20 to hit on the first claw attack.
Oh, that does hit. Okay.
Just slams you into the side of this crater for 16 damage.
Okay.
And then rolls flat, takes one last claw attack. And that is only 17 to hit. So you are able to block that.
Yeah.
You bring up your giant spectral gauntlets and slap your hands over this thing's claws and start wrestling with it.
You little piece of shit. Stay still.
You're pretty good, but you're weak from all that poison in your veins.
After the dragon, you see two arcane archers. One blue dragon elf with a blue mask. The other one is a green dragon elf with a green mask. Lean over the side of the pit and pull out these magical bows that crackle with arcane energy, and they're going to take shots at Saul. 22 to hit you, Saul.
Can I use a reaction to deflect this?
You can certainly attempt to.
Okay, so with deflect missiles, I'm going to use a key point as my reaction to deflect this missile, and it's going to be 1d10 plus 10 is the damage threshold.
Sick. Okay, this dude was actually going to do a grasping arrow, so he's going to try to do it anyway. So he's going to do 5 plus 9 damage. As you see, this arrow flies out, just nicks your shoulder. And at first, it's no big deal, but then it explodes as it goes past you, and you see these vines go to wrap around you, and they do an additional 9 damage, so 14 damage total.
Okay.
So see if you can shake that off.
I think I can shake it.
You ripped my sweater. Your track jacket is ugly.
That is 19 damage. 1d10 plus 10.
Sweet. You straight up fucking catch the arrow.
Yes!
I crunch all the vines that are coming out of it, and I'm going to throw it back.
What? Impossible.
Grasp this. That's going to be 16?
16 does hit.
Yes!
Yeah. All right, cool.
You see, you're like fish in a barrel down there in this pit right now, and you see these two archers are just going to shoot down at you, completely shocked that an arrow flies back at this dude's face.
What kind of fighting style is this?
Say that about my track jacket again. That's just going to be 6 damage.
These dudes don't look super hardy. They're ranged fighters. So yeah, you hit this guy, he goes, oh!
What was that, dude?
It was a little sound.
Work on that.
I like him. Let's keep him,
the
too.
This same guy, this green guy, gets a second attack.
Okay.
Completely misses. Goes into the side of the pit here. Blue dragon elf takes a shot. That's only 16 to hit.
Misses.
Takes another shot. 19 to hit.
That's my AC.
Okay, 12 damage.
All right, that does,
And then the blue dragon is going to go ahead and do a bursting arrow. You see this arrow explodes, doing an additional 9 damage to Saul. And Calder, I'll say you're the closest one to him. You take 2 damage.
Ow!
See, that's how you exclaim in pain.
No, you just let out a little, oh. What was that?
After the arcane archers, Calder, that is your turn. So you're down in this pit. Pit's probably like 20 feet wide. You're essentially in like a crater in the ground.
Yeah, how high up did you say the pit was?
I'll say the pit's 10-foot drop.
Oh, great.
Sick. Okay. I call the ice blade to the hilt of my sword, and I approach the dragon, and I say, damn, why is everything around here so cute? What are you referencing? A swing. What are you? Is it some sort of inside joke that I wasn't here for?
It happened in the tunnel. That's
in
just
the tunnel.
It's just for my friends.
Okay, so you said that for your one friend who's here.
I have 3 friends.
Okay,
that's a dirty 20 and a 24 to hit.
Both hit.
Cool.
Yeah, Elzor's here too, right?
Yeah, Elzor. I'll say as you guys flung through this barrier, they kind of got stunned into the wall here. They're lower in the initiative than you guys.
29 damage.
Sick.
And
yeah, you get the ice blade up under this thing's scales. It shrieks and kind of falls back.
You really are adorable. I hate to do this.
I am not adorable.
I'm going to action surge, and I'm going to use the strength of Ultras.
Whoa. Ooh. Okay, plus two to the attack roll, plus two to the damage, and add a d12 to this.
That's right. Okay.
Saul, you are next to Calder. You see that Calder begins to, as he takes this big swing, his arms begin to grow, his chest begins to grow, he begins to get taller, and you see his veins are pulsating, and he begins to get like almost like a translucent skin. You see a white beard begins to grow on him as he swings, and his sword, his ice sword, seems to extend and take on the power of the giants as you swing into this dragon.
Wow, I hope I don't roll bad. That's a net 20.
Jesus Christ.
You hear the voice in your head.
It feels right, does it not?
I have to admit it does.
That would be 2d12s now on top of the 4d6 that you're already going to roll.
Jesus Christ, that's awesome.
Calder.
30 damage.
Sick.
Nice.
Yeah. You see this giant version of Calder swings in and does a nasty cut across this thing's throat.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
And if I action search, I think I still get another swing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, that's a 19 on the die.
That hits.
22.
That dice roll's insane.
That's good dice.
18 damage.
This dragon's looking pretty fucked up already.
Sick.
And after Calder's turn, Callie catches up and bursts through the dirt. Callie, you see...
I think you don't really need me, so...
No, we definitely do. They're shooting at us, Callie.
They're shooting weird arrows, Callie.
One of them hit me for 2 damage.
They're not weird arrows. They're arrows that do magic.
I guess I'll just go after the people shooting.
The archers?
Them. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, there's a green one that's already taken 5 damage and a blue one.
I'm going for the blue one.
Sweet. You go up with the blue one.
Does a 21 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you jump out. Just do like a standing 10-foot jump and plop down next to this guy. You also see that they were a little slower on the jump. You see 2 dragon elf pikemen that have these like halberds are rushing towards the pit. You see they're now running towards you, but you do get on top of this blue dragon elf archer.
Ah, no, I'm an archer.
Then I will do a 3rd level smite and a defensive flourish.
Sick.
39 damage.
Callie.
And my AC is now 24.
You fully just fucking behead this blue dragon elf archer. You see the green dragon elf looks, oh my god, what?
Do I cleave into them at all?
Yeah, I'll say you do 5 damage to them.
So I think as I behead the one, I graze their Adam's apple with my sword.
Give him something to wince in pain about.
And then I get like upright and close. Like I want to kind of like position myself so that they can't shoot my friends.
Sweet.
Mm.
After Callie's turn, that's Elzor's turn. You see Elzor looks at the dragon, looks at this tunnel as the fungal network was supposed to continue to Shroomrot's lair, sees all this dead fungus and looks at the dragon and goes,
what did you do? What did you do to my uncle?
And goes forward and is just going to take some attacks with their hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Freaking get him.
Hits once and is not going to be able to do their, like, a yank thing because the dragon is too huge, but they're kind of just too mad to be super strategic.
Yeah.
Elzor does 12 damage to the dragon.
All right.
Who is looking fucked up. That is the dragon elf pikeman's turn. A green dragon elf and a blue dragon elf with these halberds that actually have blades on both sides run towards you, Callie. Callie, actually give me an insight check.
17.
You see the green dragon elf as these two guys run towards you sort of has like a moment of hesitation. The blue dragon elf gets there first.
Oh. Mm. Do I know them?
They have masks on, so it's kind of hard to tell one guy from the next. He has blonde hair, and Glenn has black hair.
I know, but I was wondering if I, like, knew the person's name.
You might know who they are.
Okay.
Ooh.
But they are going to go ahead and take swings on you.
This is going to be so sick because my AC is 24.
Nice. First guy takes two attacks. Misses on the first attack. Misses on the second attack. You block both times with your new luck blade.
I block with the cadaver of the person I just beheaded.
Jesus Christ. Second guy, green dragon elf, looks frazzled, but crits.
Oh!
Swings around, gets under you. They have a thing once per turn that they can add 3d6 of damage. So they can actually double that with a crit. So they are going to do 32 damage to you, Callie, as they get under your armor. Because you are surrounded now. You've got this archer here, and then you've got these two pikemen, and the one gets behind you and stabs you in the back.
You're going to fucking regret that. Calder, I think I need someone stronger up here.
That's back.
I'm
up
just
to,
kidding. You should stay with the dragon.
That's back up to Saul's turn.
Saul looks at Calder and the dragon and says, "You look like you've got this covered."
We're just gonna send
no, he,
in.
No, he doesn't.
We're just gonna send in Calder to everything now.
You can handle this cute little fella.
Yeah, this, I think not cute, not little, basically domesticated. I might take you home.
All right, I'll let you handle this. Decide whatever you want to. Saul is going to extend his gauntlets to catch the ledge of the pit 10 feet up.
Sweet.
And then just Monkey D. Luffy style, spring himself right up to where Callie is.
Sick. You spring yourself up. Mm-hmm. You've got three guys up here. You've got two pikemen and one archer.
I guess I'll just lay into the archer that Callie already hit.
Sweet.
Does a 15 hit?
15 does hit.
Nice. All right, I'll go ahead and take my second attack. Ah, that's going to hit. That is a 22.
Both hit. You get up, you do a quick combo, punch this archer across the face, then punch him in the gut.
Those sounds are so cute. I got to keep hearing them. Okay, I'm going to do those two attacks. That's going to be 11 damage to this guy.
Quite hurt.
So I think I'm going to use a key point to do a flurry of blows.
Sick.
26 and a 22.
Both hit.
Great. Two more d6. 15 damage.
Saul finishes, dude.
Right. Woo!
You see that, like, I use the, like, sharp claws at the edge of my gauntlets to just, like, cleave off this head as well, and it lands directly in Callie's hands.
What is the matter with you people?
I put it on the cadaver that I beheaded.
Good lord. Oh, that's fun. Now it's a different guy.
It's a little cute.
We're playing God here. Yeah,
it's like paper dolls.
After Saul's turn, that is the green dragon's turn. We are going to roll a d6, see if he gets his breath weapon back. I'll roll it in front of the table. If he gets a 6, he gets his breath weapon.
Okay.
All right. Hee-hee.
That's one. No breath weapon. Just going to take some claw attacks on Calder. 18 to hit.
Misses.
Misses on the first claw attack. Second claw attack. God. 10 to hit, misses. Bite attack is a fucking crit.
That will do it.
I have pre-rolled the damage already. Mm-hmm. That is going to be 46 damage, Calder.
Okay, I'm going to use Stone's Endurance and shake off 15 of that.
Sweet. Slashes into your gut. There's this giant scratch, this giant scar across your gut, and you sort of harness your powers of cold. You see it begins to frost over and heal a little bit.
I feel marginally better.
After the dragon's turn, that is Calder's turn.
You're gonna regret you did that, you sweet little bud. I will take two attacks on him.
Nice.
That is a 23 and a 18 dead.
Both hit.
Nice.
It really is becoming your animal.
Yeah, this is also, dragons typically like fight in the sky and things like that or swoop down. This thing is down in a pit with you, was surprised, had already used its breath weapon. So you and Elzor sort of surround this thing and just start fucking hacking at him.
Yeah. That's 23 damage.
23 damage. This dude is on death's door.
And I will use a bonus action of giant leadership, another Ultras power. And that will give Callie, you can use your reaction to attack someone.
Really?
You would like
Use your reaction to do an attack.
I say to you, when in times of trial, remember the wild. And remember the giants?
Wait,
Ultras says
is
hello.
This from Ultras?
I didn't say hello.
I did not say hello.
Hey. I tuck my hair behind my ears.
Oh, caller, did your little friend say something?
No, he hasn't said anything.
I will look at the one who did all that fucking damage to me.
Sweet, yeah, you turn around. You see this green dragon elf looks nervous as you turn around and focus on him.
Does 18 hit?
18 does hit.
I'm going to do slashing flourish.
Sick.
So
that sounds good.
His friend takes an extra 3 damage.
Cool.
And then I'm going to do a 3rd level smite.
Sweet. You do like a spin around. You slash the blue dragon elf as you wind up to attack the green dragon elf. Straight up Count Dooku style.
You're stepping in Dooku, bud.
We love episode 2 here.
34 damage.
Woo. This dude instantly looks quite fucked up.
34 damage to him, and then his friend takes 3 damage because I did slashing.
Nice. They both make an equal,
So it's just like an elf thing,
that's not your You just took a little bit of damage. What's your deal?
Calder, say thank you to Ultras for me.
He says anytime.
I didn't
he said
that.
It was his pleasure. Oh my god.
And Calder marked down 2 charges so far today. It's a worrisome thing.
It's okay. It's okay.
2 steps closer.
We're just going to brew a big pot of celestial seasonings and it's going to be fine.
We are going to figure this out, Calder.
You can't
conquer. We are going to figure this out.
You can't conquer my mind if I never go to sleep. I bet you didn't think about that, you idiot.
Oh, we can have you reincarnated as like an elf.
That's perfect.
So you don't sleep.
Great point.
Incredible.
You just get exhausted. I agree.
Ice
your
cold.
Mind tire.
Callie, that's your turn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to fucking go after this one who did
green dragon elf. Looks nervous.
Yeah, you should be.
Wait,
what's your name, by the way? I think you fucking recognize me.
Ricard. You remember me?
Do I?
Yeah, you knew of a Ricard amongst Glenn's crew of dragon elves. He was not particularly important, or else he wouldn't be sent on kind of this
side
mission.
Yeah, I remember you.
We should be on the same side here. I don't know why you're...
why should
you
I...
burst out
why?
Of the tunnel.
Why should I be on the same side as you?
We are...
Because I gave you all something by accident. I got manipulated into, or, you know, just for weakness of self, gave you something that now you're using in a fucking disgusting way.
You see his eyes widen and he looks shocked and he looks over your shoulder and looks at the blue dragon elf that's fighting you, who kind of looks confused. You know her?
Yeah.
No, knows
me because the fucking green elves are fucking arming themselves against you because they're coming after your fucking throne in this fucking wild.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check.
23.
You see... this blue dragon elf looks at the green one, and these guys are inferior fighters to you. So they're kind of working together to help each other to overwhelm you. You see, as you say that, this guy narrows his eyes as if it's something he perhaps suspected or believes, and he... let's up for a moment. Kind of lets you take an attack on this green dude.
Yeah, I think I'm going to not cleave.
Great.
I'm going to just go after...
No, wait. It's your old buddy, Ricard.
Yeah? How are you, my old buddy?
I'm not. Looks at the blue dragon. I'm not.
The green dragon goes, shut the fuck up, Ricard.
Dirty 20 to hit. And I'm taking a bet that this guy doesn't have the most... hit points left.
Mm. Yeah, he's looking pretty hurt.
So I'm just going to do a 2nd level Divine Smite.
Sick.
Classic Ricard.
22 damage.
Callie, finish this dude.
I think I take out my luck blade. And I think
No.
I think I fucking hold it to his throat. And I look at the blue dragon elf. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking fight you. My problem is with the green elves. I think you should go tell your superiors what you just found out based off of what I said, but also the look of fucking guilt and knowing on this guy's face, and I take off his mask.
You take off this dude's mask, matted blonde hair, all bloody. Have mercy. We were friends once.
And then I think I'm just going to fucking bonk him over the head and knock him unconscious and then tell the blue elf and be like, go.
Sweet. Tell your fucking people.
You see this blue dragon elf holds his hand up, looks down. You see the green dragon is down there fighting Calder and Elzor. You see Saul's right there. The two arcane archers have been beheaded. The dragon looks fucked up. The dragon looks up. What is the meaning of this? We are your ally. this blue dragon elf holds his hands up, drops his pike, and takes off.
That's embarrassing. He didn't know.
And then I think, like, because I took this guy's mask off, I'm just gonna, like, kind of, like, knock him unconscious.
Sweet. Yeah.
And then, like, kind of be like, let's just fucking tie him up. We'll fucking figure it out later.
Sweet. Right,
Let's tie him up with his hand down his pants.
He is not... The fight is not over yet.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm not worried about Calder. Yeah,
that is Elzor's turn. Elzor's gonna take some cracks at the dragon, who is already quite hurt. Hits twice. This dragon was on death's door. You see, goes to try to fly away. Elzor goes up and just hooks once in the neck, yanks it down with a chain. It falls back into the pit, and then takes the other hook, and then just slashes into the green dragon, killing it.
Whoa.
Green dragon is dead.
Whew.
You guys are left amongst this bloody battlefield, and you see all of this dead fungus leading further down the tunnel, and Elzor goes, they've poisoned my uncle's lair. They could be dead or in Jordor. They're just trying to smoke them out.
All right,
we should go to them.
Yeah,
well, we can't go in through here. Well,
do you know how to get? Do you know how to?
I know how to get there. We're not far.
Okay.
Well, we've got multiple green dragon costumes here, don't we?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You see that there are two.
We've got two of them.
Mm-hmm.
We could always play. Some of us could really, really get into the hostage role really efficiently.
Could someone wear the dragon skin?
Yeah, that might be tough.
Well, I guess, like, there might be other bullywugs in this forest. You could pretend that you just captured me.
Yeah, and we've got this knocked out guy that I don't know what to do with, but I think we should bring them with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could actually, you know what we could do? As a green dragon elf, he'll be immune to poison. We could just put him in the tunnel and then collapse it and let him figure out how to get the fuck out, and it'll probably take him 6 or 7 hours.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh,
yeah,
because
the
good.
Fungus is all dead. He'll just have to walk.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, great. Let's Sick. Do that.
Yeah. Let's give him a bad day.
You grab Ricard. You just throw him in the pit. You guys throw a bunch of dirt on top of them, once again, kind of fill up the tunnel.
Well, while we're regrouping, I do want to just use my spectral gauntlets to give Callie a standing ovation for that stellar performance. That was very riveting.
What? Wait, did I lie?
No, just like the way that you sent that guy packing and you really set him straight.
I mean, we should have told him about the fucking consortium, like the meeting.
He must know.
The meeting? The blue
dragons weren't
invited. The blue
dragon
elves would have no idea.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
He probably hasn't gotten that far.
Okay. Okay. Then let's just run after him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sweet.
Wait.
We barrel roll towards him. Sweet. Wait, sorry. That was all really cool. We just have one more thing to say.
We almost forgot to tell you.
You guys run out after in the direction that this blue dragon elf was. And you guys hear a commotion in the distance, likely from where Shroomrot's lair is. And Elzor is running, trying to get to their uncle. But before you guys get there, everybody give me perception checks.
Ooh.
Gorgeous. 22.
Six.
Ooh, six and 69. Nine.
As cool. You guys are running, you're trying to catch up with this guy, but you're surrounded by forest, thick vines and leaves everywhere. It's hard to find him. There's not like a perfect path. And you pass him because you find his body riddled with arrows on the ground.
What?
Can I inspect the body and the arrows? How would they have even known?
You go and inspect the body. Go ahead and give me an investigation check.
I'm going to stand over her and prepare to deflect an arrow.
Sweet.
I'm going to look at Calder and be like, I got a 5. Calder, maybe Detective Kilday could come take a look at this?
Yes. Detective Kilday. Calder takes off Ultras' helm and puts on a Sherlock Holmes cap.
Also cursed.
Saul shouts at a snail.
That's another nat 20.
Woo! You look at the arrow. You pull one loose. You sense magic here. Poison. Mm. Some type of arcane archer.
The shooter was obviously left-handed.
A green dragon elf, most likely, because of the poison, quickly killed this dude. And Saul, you are standing over Callie trying to protect her?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll your deflect arrows thing as an arrow comes right at you.
Okay. That's 13 damage that I can detract.
Saul, heading right towards you, you clap and catch this arrow. And you see that on the arrow is a little note.
I read who it's for.
It does not say who it's for, but as you open it, Callie, you are hit with the scent of sandalwood.
Is it fucking Glenn's fucking arrow?
You know that Glenn is a good fighter, but he's a sneaky fighter. He is an arcane archer with the sharpshooter feet. So he can shoot from far away.
He was on that fucking battlefield. Where is he? Can I do a perception check to try and find him?
With your 22.
And did it say anything on the note?
Yeah, so you open up the note.
God, I'm sorry, guys. This is actually really hot.
Let me read it.
It's okay. Yeah.
Let me read it.
Isn't it kind of hot?
Should we all read it together?
This is fucking kind of hot that he did this.
Yeah. Wait, you're saying hard or hot?
Hot.
Damn it.
Okay.
But like, I mean, isn't it?
Objectively,
though?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Who wants to read the note?
I'll read it.
Because I've got it. All right. Calder takes the note from Callie that
Do you want to hold the arrow?
No. Okay. No, I don't.
The sniveling loser writes, I heard rumors from my friends to the north, but I had to see it to believe it. Have you come to win me back, my dear? I'm afraid our destinies have diverged, but I hope we can remain friends. Be careful out there, little mouse. There are cats about.
And that's where we'll end our session.
Did he just did he break up with you twice?
He just broke up with me another fucking time!
What the fuck?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, he's dead.
Now do you understand why
you're
I needed...
dead, Glenn.
Do you understand why I needed that fucking filter of love to get that, to wipe that
he
fucking smugness
he did it with a note.
Fucking freaking face? Note.
Where are you?
Eldor pulls out their hooks and just starts throwing them into the woods.
Good Lord.
All right, guys.
Oh, wow.
God. We got a lot to unpack on the short run.
Now I really wish I got that love potion because that's the only way to wipe that smugness off his
that's
face.
That's
kind of
true. We'll find another way.
Guys, you can listen to us talk about Glenn over on the short rest. Patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Okay.
Don't do it.
We hate you, Glenn.
Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
I got a big one. Check out nadpod.com/live to look at all of our live dates. There's a whole bunch of them coming up. We're coming to Canada twice.
Yes, we are.
Goodness.
Yeah, Vancouver and Toronto.
A double scoop.
In my dream last night, I was on a train to Toronto.
Whoa.
Dreams that's come
fun.
True.
Yeah. Pretty far
we might
from
take
Los
a
Angeles.
Flight, but still.
Yeah. Make sense from New York, maybe.
That's fun.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right, y'all check out.
I got a mean note from my contractor in my dream.
Whoa.
Okay. Don't know if that has anything to do with the live
no,
shows.
That's just anxiety.
Yeah, okay.
All right, everybody. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at CHMersMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Eaxford's Emily, and at Jake Horwitz's Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are. The youth of the nation, we are. The youth of the nation.
It's the end of our show, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent, superior, delightful Council of Elders. Let's get right to it. Brad D., Jeffrey S., Hugh C., Later McSkater, Matt M., Jordan DJ, Cutter W., Daniel G., Dylan B., who missed his own D&D game to see NADPOD live in L.A. Thank you so much, Dylan. Your dedication means the world.
Dungeon Mama, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beard Man Dan, Danny P, Michael McD, Vincent W, Mr. Cole, Victor T, a.k.a. Balnor's Boy Forever, Dominic P, Andrew B, Justin I, Ragnar Ferdwind, TJ M, Trele, The Cray, Jared E, Christopher B, Damiel R, Cyborg Version of Josh the Kobold, the head chef at a little place called Manja's, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Taylor S, Callum L, Jack L, and Sam L, Nicholas C, Variator Le Gladiator, Samuel B, Mike H, Martin P, Matthew E, way cooler than Angry Wheat, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Andrew the Bard, sorry about that, just Andrew the Druid here, okay, Adrian, the Halfling Bardificer, ooh, happy birthday, Ashley, happy birthday, Captain Sigil, Diana de los Lopez, Cece Lulu, Michelle O, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R, Croc-aholic, Lucas B, Reiko, It's Kevin, Calder's Cold Cum, hashtag rise my comrades, spread the camaraderie, and happy birthday 8-bit guest, a little off message at the end there, but I'll allow it, New York, Taylor B, the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Stephen C, Michael M, Mike K, Lady Taco, Brian G, Joy T, Nara, Jake L, Nick W, Brave the Badger, Esme M, Mutton, the Mad Druid, who has been trying to undo his friend who has been stuck as a polymorph sheep for 3 weeks. Keep at it, Mutton, you got this. Foster, the Boneless Duck, Aaron, the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Eric McD, Giant Monsters on the Horizon,
Galad Roselle, the White Rose of Galateron, for the light.
Christian A, J Dragonborn, Joro, the Inapropro, whoop. Liam D, the Sandrayan, Ben A, Feldonis, John the Third, Dave H, Vivian, Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Rebecca G, Dustin S, Keith K, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant, Izzy F, Wood Elf Theron, who is desperately trying to fix his oath bow, Blair the Blug Blair Blarian, Cat C, Kelsey J, Porkchop, Ariel the Occasional Mermaid, ah, Blair, you really messed up my speech, Velaciraptor, Minette is evolving into Gyarados, oh my god, we're all gonna die, Pat L, Achutha A, Lauren H, Ryan S, the Bone Duster, the Charming Fluff, Robot Crisps, and Telekitty Creations fan illustrator insert request here. I would love to see some of the critters that the gang encountered when they were traveling through the Fungal Network, or the Deathcap Knights, one of those two. Ploops, Carly Ann, Addie K, AP Cleric, Lori P, Those Who Love and Give Where They Can, Murph, the Nerf Mascot, terrifying, stay away from me, Grant L, Connor S, Christopher J, Pebblepot, Why Are Dragons Amazing Musicians? Well, it's because they know their scales. Haha! Zaleel, Leviathan, BioQuirt 7, Remington CD, Amber Dextrous, Kai, the Ham Sandwich, delicious, Sullivan H, Sydney Tatum, Jack Hubert, Strong Caldwell Conspiracy Theorist, welcome to the fold. You are right and vindicated in all things. Vanderay, She-Wolf of Winter, Garble the Moist, Lindsay W, Juicy Kiwi, and their tiefling barbarian, Essence? Ooh, mysterious. Champ Wild, Valen, Beep, Barbarian Bastard Baby of Brian and Brennan, Beep, you are loved. Carlin Costalis, Stan the Dragon Man, Holder of Too Many Bags, Balnor salutes you. Emily S, TREP, Harry Cox, Noah, the Bagel of All Things, Justin LeBee, Tori, Levi Little, Pendergreens Pungent Pudding, hashtag CCC, hashtag Slangin' Rope, Bunny, Marcos P,
Pop Kalish learns the Balance Druid. Dakota JP. Frida M. Pagos, the self-proclaimed Fey Prince. Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian. Friar Frizzed. Andy E. Holly Hyena. Haha. Kristen Z., the I Will Use What You Love Against You DM. Wow, devastating but fair. Leia C., Paige H., Helen of Briz. May B., Pixel Stars. Akash T., Kristen with a K., Cal, just Cal. Commodore Galaxy! Edison N., Russell H., a monk named Dilgo. Yes, the whole thing, yes, every time. Zero Parody, Neos, the novice monster hunter. Our new friend Simon. He was so happy to meet us in a crazy shared dream. We all sang One Big Bed. It was nice and weirdly familiar. Lorelei Frost, Morgan M., appealing sticker. Stephen E., Sydney and Andrew L., Meg, the mail carrier of Bohemia. James F., Cap'n Cappy, M4L, Wayfarer, currently in a trademark dispute with Mothership over the patent on the SS Stormbjorn. Andrew B., Cope Fresh, Barpo Goodbarrel, Barbarian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep. Welshlander, One Big Curd, Eric M., Mr. D., Sean J., Mr. Ethan B., Monster Captain Renee S., Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope. Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who will totally be making money and a grand novel off the Duck Team Tales with an on-the-go, all-the-stop show. Blue Slade the Artificer, Michaela R., Riley S., Sir Sig 93, FICO, Angry Wheat, the game itself, who has an acid arrow from a guy named Melf. Wow, give it back. Tony G., Corbo's Calamitous Cumshot, hashtag CCC forever. Sorry, Jake. All right, all right, all right. Josh H., Jack the Jack's Jinxing Rogue, in search of Bohemia's biggest balls. A horse killed by Hard One. Oh no. Mango Empanadas, Rented Mules, Mystical Mustaloidia,
Trogdor the Barninator,
Clementine T., Ezra of the Crick, Caleb L., Obi-Kwan, Simone Birdlife Morgan, Pixie the Kelpie, Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie-wearing barbarian with a bad back, Curtis W., MJ, who sings both parts of Evanescence's Bring Me to Life, impressive, and Camden L. Whew! Folks, that is all of our elders. Thank you so, so much for your undying support. If you would like to join this beautiful council, you can do so by going to patreon.com/nadpod. That's it from us. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.